Welcome. My name is Magdalena Sirma. I'm Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator here at the NATO Association of Canada. Today, I have the great honor of doing an interview with Mr. John McKenna. He is the director here at the NATO Association of Canada. Mr. McKenna, I'd like to start off by taking this opportunity to thank you for your time and to thank you for doing this interview with me today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to do it, I hope.
Yes, thank you, Mr. McKenna. And I'd like to start off by asking you to provide our listeners with a brief overview of your background along with the work that you have done for the NATO Association of Canada.
Well, that's interesting. My background is I was born in Northern Ireland. So after, you know, I grew up there and went to school, I came to Canada in 1957, and at that time I was a lieutenant in the artillery. So when I arrived here, I just continued and joined the 29th Field Regiment in Toronto when we used to have an armory down University Avenue. Anyway, from that, I got a job with Honeywell working for the Avro Arrow, which is no longer in the production, and carried on. And in the regiment, I finally rose to command at the rank of lieutenant colonel. And then subsequently, they invited me back as the honorary colonel. So I've had careers both civilian and military. So the background is varied or complete, whichever way you like to look at it. So that's the background, the quick and short one anyway.
Certainly. Yes. And now, Mr. McKenna, with your background and with your knowledge and your expertise, for all of our listeners today, those young professionals and youth who are perhaps interested in pursuing a career in the field of serving in the Canadian Armed Forces, what is the best advice that you can provide to our listeners who are interested in pursuing a similar career as you have?
Well, I think being what Churchill called twice a citizen, both military and civilian, is one of the best arrangements of all, because then you can prosper in both and give the best of both worlds to each other. You know, there are disciplines within the military that work very well in civilian life, and then there's a certain freedom, if you want to call it that, in civilian life that's useful in military life too. It broadens your views, I'll put it that way. Yes.
Certainly, and I want to mention that over the past year, I have had the great honor and privilege of interning here at the NATO Association of Canada. And as a result of interning, I've been provided with many opportunities to interview our directors, our team members, our interns, along with diplomats, delegates, and influential members of the international community. And I can say that it's been a complete honor to see the work that our directors have done in terms of contributing to the association. And I want all of our listeners to obtain a better understanding as to, you know, the significance and the impact of the work that the directors do for the association. So for all of the listeners today, can you please elaborate and tell us more about your involvement with the NATO Association of Canada?
Oh, okay. Well, just after I retired from working in the civilian life, I was invited to join what was then the Atlantic Council of Canada. And not really knowing much about the Atlantic Council, I hesitated for a while anyway, but came in and then found out that, well, this is really to do with NATO, which worked very well because I had been to NATO a number of times in my uniform days, so I knew the territory, certainly in Brussels headquarters. And so I came in more to find out more about what was going on in NATO and what was happening in our relationships with the other members of NATO. So that was really the instigation. And then when I came in, I sort of said, well, now that I'm here, what can I do? And they said, well, we used to have tours to Brussels and take small groups of people, but we haven't done that for a number of years. And I said, well, that's not an issue. I know Brussels very well. So we started in 91 was the first tour, and then I did that for the next 14 years, taking groups of people mixed from academics to business people to teachers and lawyers and various walks of life, which helped them understand more about what was going on. And most of them found the tours like very beneficial. In fact, many of them are now members of our NATO association because of the tours. So in that respect, I felt that it was well worth doing, and it gave me a lot of pleasure, of course, and a lot of travel. So yes, that was my main contributions, if you like.
Absolutely. And now here at the NATO Association of Canada, we do provide membership opportunities, memberships for students and for various individuals who are interested in engaging in dialogue. So we, as you know, we put on many roundtables, events, and conferences throughout the year. So with your expertise and your knowledge, can you share some of your highlights while with the NATO Association of Canada?
Well, on a number of occasions, I was invited to moderate the conferences. So I've been to Ottawa back and forward on a number of occasions and moderated the conferences there. That really, as well as being a director and vice president for a while, involved me with the executive decisions, directions to go, and, you know, mundane purchasing items and so forth within the organization. Yes. So that was one of my main contributions in that respect.
And Mr. McKenna, I can say that over the past year, I've had the great honor of working on various conferences, and I'm currently the project coordinator of our upcoming Atlantic Treaty Association 62nd General Assembly, which will be held at the Weston Harbor Castle on the 11th, from the 11th to the 12th of October. So a lot of, as you know, a lot of our conferences engage the community in dialogue, and we have a diverse group of individuals here, ranging from diplomats to government officials to successful members who have made significant contributions in the military and in the community as a whole. So as someone who has devoted many years of service and who has made so many contributions to the association, and as an individual who's made a significant impact, for anyone who's considering becoming a director, can you discuss some of the most rewarding and challenging aspects associated with serving as a director?
Well, probably the most rewarding one was seeing the young interns come and go,
yes.
And they get a new crop every 6 months or so, and then where they went on to afterwards, because many of them went on to very responsible jobs in different embassies around the world and at NATO headquarters in Brussels. And so from that aspect, it was nice to see people who were keen, anxious, very well educated, and developed themselves. And then through that, of course, they themselves would go to various international meetings like the Young Atlantic Treaty Association, the IATA group, and then they would do networking, of course, among themselves and, you know, get involved and grow internally. So the aspects of that, that how did the young people benefited from the association, I think was very rewarding to people like myself, yes.
I can say that as an intern here at the NATO Association of Canada, I've benefited immensely as a result of being provided with many opportunities to be mentored by the directors. As you know, we have a strong team here. We have, you know, Julie Lindhout, who's the president, and we have Doug Knight, one of our vice presidents, and Robert Baines, who's our corporate development officer. So combining these individuals with the directors and the team that we have here, I can say that as an intern, I've received an immense amount of support from our team. And that's something that every intern that decides, every intern that decides to take part in an internship, as whether it be a program, as a program editor or a research analyst or a contributor, every individual is provided with a wealth of knowledge from individuals who have worked at the association, who have made various contributions for the association for a number of years. So I think we're all lucky here. And as you know, I've been with the association for a year, and I'm certainly excited about our upcoming ATA General Assembly, and I'm looking forward to continuing working for the association as an intern, just because, as you mentioned, every 4 months, every 4 to 6 months, we have a new team come in, and you see that talent, that drive, and that ambition, and it just pushes you to, you know, to work harder and to continue to succeed. So it's been a complete honor, and I can say that I'm looking forward to the future. And now, with my background, I can say that as a result of interning here over the past year, through my various interviews that I've done with diplomats and delegates and successful individuals such as yourself, I've obtained a wealth of knowledge. And I plan on pursuing a career in diplomacy. So for any young professional and anyone who wants to obtain that exposure and to obtain advice from successful individuals, this is certainly the place to be. And now from your perspective, Mr. McKenna, what would you say is the main driving point that has resulted in young people getting more involved at the association? What would you say that we're doing beyond well in terms of engaging our youth?
That's an interesting one, because I think most of the young people that come and join us didn't really understand fully what opportunities lay within the organization. And once they came in, and then they found out, oh, my goodness heavens, we can get to do this and do that. And sort of their minds started broadening, I think, in some respects. I'm not sure if that worked for all of them, but certainly most of them benefited in many respects. The opportunities that were provided by being a member of the NATO Association and from going on from there, that's about it. All I can really say, because it's very much an individual effort that goes in and what comes out, you know.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I can say that to all of the listeners tuning in today, the NATO Association of Canada provides student memberships, as well as mentioned earlier. And this is something that's very beneficial for anyone interested in networking, in attending our events, attending our conferences, attending our roundtables. It's a great way to, you know, to meet people and to engage in dialogue. So I think we have, I know for a fact we have a very strong team. We have, you know, Julie Lindhout, who I want to thank immensely for all of her mentorship and for all of her help, along with Doug Knight for all of his support and for all of his wise words of wisdom. And I personally want to thank you and all of our directors for the contributions that you have made and that all of our directors have made to the association. Mr. McKenna, it's been a complete pleasure to speak with you today. Again, I want to immensely thank you for doing this interview. It's been a pleasure. Are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
I can't think of any closing comments other than, you know, delighted to do the interview, and if it benefits other people that are still wondering about the association, then this should gear some of those up anyway. Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mr. McKenna. So.